सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं
So as we have seen earlier that the chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita starts with the question of Arjuna to the Lord, please tell me the essence behind Tyag and Sannyas. Tyag means renunciation of fruit of action. Not craving for specific fruit of action is called Tyag. And what is Sannyas? Renunciation of ego is Sannyas. Renunciation of ego is Sannyas. So what is the starting point? Starting point is Tyag, karma phal sannyas, not craving for a specific fruit of action. And the goal is sannyas. What is this sannyas? Renunciation of ego, that I am the doer. When you reach that tattva, when you become that tattva, then you come to know that the Atman or the Brahman is akarta. There is no ego there. And what is the definition of ahankar? Ego? Aham karta is ahankar. And the Lord is akarta. Akarta means there is no ego. Then Lord gave four quotations, four views of four people. Then he seconded Yajnadan tap should be done because they purify. Then he says, listen Arjun, the Tyag is of three types. He is not taking sannyas because he has said that the Tyag and sannyas are not like ghat and pat. What is ghat? Ghat means a pot. Pat means a cloth. There are two different things like a pot and cloth. Both are same. Their nature is same. Why nature is same? In both cases, you are renouncing something, you are giving up something. In Tyag, you are giving up fruit of action. In Sannyas, you are giving up ego. So giving up is a common factor in that. So he says this Tyag is of three types. First, he takes up the Tamasik Tyag. What is Tamasik Tyag? It says, niyatasya tu sannyasa karmano napupadyate mohattasya parityaga tamasa parikirtita. This is called tamasik bhava. What is that? Niyatasya tu sannyasa, giving up your niyat karma. What is niyat karma? Niyat karma means nitya karma and namitya karma. It's called niyat karma in Bhagavad Gita. So if you give up your niyat karma or your obligatory duties according to your varna, ashram and position. If you give up that, then he says karmano na upapadyate. Karmana na upapadyate means agyasya pavanatasya ishtatvat. You will not get purification of mind. The main purpose of Tyag is to get the purification of mind. So by giving up your niyat karma, you will not get purification of mind. Tyag phal you are not getting. But why are you doing this thing? Moha. Because of the moha. What is this moha? Ajnana. Shankaracharya says ajnana. Because of your ignorance you are doing it. You don't know. By such renunciation, by such giving up, you are not going to get the purification of mind. So if you are doing because of ignorance, then it is tamasik tyag. What is rajasik tyag? There is a dukkham iti eva yat karma kaya klesh bhayate. Dukkham. My niyat karma, my nitya and naimittik karma is giving me sorrow. It is giving me bhaya, it is giving me klesh. Therefore I am giving up. And we have seen many times, we have got duty toward our own body, toward ourselves. We have got duty toward family, we have got duty toward society, country, state, universe. We have got duties. We have to do. We have got a duty toward the country to pay tax. We are doing that. We have got a duty toward family, we have to do it. People say, dukkham, aap toh shaadi karke phas gaya. Dukkham, chodo. Rajasik tyag. That is your obligatory duty, you have to do it. Sakritva rajasam tyagam naivam tyaga phalam labhet. Bhagavan says, naivam tyaga phalam labhet. You will not get fruit of this tyag. Now for this renunciation, giving up your duty because it is giving me sorrow, you will not get fruit of action. What is the fruit of action of tyag? Purification of mind. You have to always remember that. What is the fruit of tyag? Purification of mind. It will not happen. And what is sattvic tyag? The Lord says, karyam iti eva yat karma niyatam kriyato arjuna sangam tyaktva phalam chaiva sa tyaga sattviko matah. This tyag is sattviki. Sattvic tyag. This is my opinion. What is that? Karyam iti eva yat karma. This is my duty. I have to do it. Whether I like it, I don't like it. I have to serve my family whether I like it or I don't like it. Karyam iti eva. This is my obligatory duty. This is my niyat karma. This is my nitya and naimittik karma. I have to do it. Karyam niyatam kriyate. I have to do it niyatam, always. No exception. In the first two cases you saw that they are giving up physically the action. But the sattvic tyagi is doing the action. See the difference? In tamasik tyag and rajasik tyag, actual action is given up. Nahi karega. But in the sattvic tyag, what he is doing? It is my duty, I have to do it. He is doing action. So where is the tyaga? Tyag is inside. Phalam tyaktva sangam tyaktva. Sangam tyaktva phalam chaiva sa tyaga sattviko mata. This tyag is sattvik. So a sattvik tyagi will renounce internally. In the mind, he is not attached to the action. Good or bad, whether he likes it or he don't like it. Phalam tyaktva. Phalam tyaktva means not craving for specific fruit of action. So this is sattvic tyaga. So which tyaga we have to do? Sattvic tyaga. We have to do our duties. All duties is to be done. How? Sangam tyaktva phalam tyaktva. This is the key word. Without attaching to the action and without craving for specific fruit of action is sattvic tyag. It is inside. So if you do like this, then what will happen? Na dveshti akusalam karma kusale nanu sajjate tyagi satta samavishtah medhabi chinna sansayah. Na dveshti akusalam karma. Akusalam karma. What is this akusala karma? Shankaracharya ji said, asobhanam kamyam karma. Kamya karma means desire prompted action. Na drishti, akusalam karma, such a person, such a tyagi, never hates that kamya karma. It's not that he is doing kamya karma, he never does kamya karma. Why? He knows that the kamya karma is the cause of rebirth. He knows this thing. Therefore, he will not do. But he sees other people are doing. Since other people are doing, na drishti, he never hates them. Neither their karma or nor the person. Those who are engaged in the kamya karma, desire prompted. We all are engaged in that only, kamya karma. We all are engaged in this kamya karma, desire prompted action. Na dveshti akusalam karma. Kusale na anusajjate. Kusale, what is kusal? Shankaracharya ji says, kusale means sobhane nitya karmani satya suddhi jnanotpatti nishtha hetutvane mocha karanam. If you go on doing your niyat karma, you will purify your mind and then you will feel, you will become fit for the knowledge. But this person is not attached to that also. Why is not attached to that? Because his purification of mind has happened. So no more doing that. Na anusajyate, not required. Suppose you are washing your clothes, there is a stain, you have washed. Saaf ho gaya. Will you put again detergent again and go on rubbing that stain again and again? No, not required. Similarly, once the karma yoga gives you the fruit, this is the what Lord has suggested about the, again, karma yoga in a different way is explaining. Once the karma yoga has done his work, leave it. Go ahead. Next step. Go for the knowledge. The Lord says, such a person is a tyagi. Tyagi. Next word is sattva samavishta. Sattva samavishta means he is in the sattvic state. How he has become a sattvic state? What is the science behind it? Since he is doing all his actions, sangam tyaktva, phalam tyaktva, what will happen in course of time, his vasanas will come down slowly, 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 because purification is happening. Therefore, sattva samavishta, he is in the sattva, and sattva guna is required for the knowledge. Medhabi, then he says his person is a medhabi. Medhabi means he is fit for the atma and atma vivechanam, atma jnan. That intellect is now ready for the atma jnan. Chinna sansaya, there is no doubt that I have to get the atma padartha, I have to get it. Very good. Nahi deha vrita sakyam taktum karmani asesataha. Nahi deha vrita. Deha vrita means those who are identified with the body, those who are nursing the body. Nahi deha vrita. Sakyam, they are not in a position. Taktum karmani asesataha. They cannot give up all the karma. They cannot give up. So long the ego is there, karma will be there. Yastu karma phalatyagi sa tyagi iti vidhiyate. One who is giving up the fruit of action. Yastu karma phalatyagi. Lord says, I will call him tyagi also. What we have to do is the starting point is the karma phalatyaga. How many types of karma phal is there? In the next verse, which we saw in our last class, is anishtam, ishtam, mishram cha trividham karmana phalam. All the actions, each and every action will bring fruit of action. Even your nitya karma, niyat karma will also bring fruit of action. It will come. It will definitely come. Therefore, Lord says, ishtam, anishtam, mishram, three types of fruit of action will come. Karmana phalam. What is anishtam? Anishtam says narak tiryag adi lachanam. Narak. Anisht means what? You have done something wrong, something bad. Therefore the fruit of action will be good. No, it will never be good. It will be anishta. Anishta means it will give you dukkha. So where will you get the dukkha? Naraka. Tiryad, animal. You have to go down. Then ishtam. Ishtam means sukha. Punya karma you are doing. Where will you go? Devadi lachanam. You will go to Devloka. Misram, we have all seen. What is the misram type of fruit of actions? Actions that we have seen in our last class. Misram, it will give you both joy and sorrow. Then where will you come? It says, ishta anishta sanyukta manusya lachanam. You will be born as a manusya, as a human being. We all are human beings, is it not so? Do you have any doubt? No, we are all human beings. Therefore, we must enjoy and suffer ishta anishta. Is it not so? We all experience sukh dukh. Each one of us, we are experiencing sukh and dukh. Bhavati atyagi nam prete atyagi. Who is atyagi? One is tyagi, who is the renouncing, who is doing the work. Phalam taktva sangam taktva. You, I think you have by-hearted this word, no? I must have said 100 times. Phalam taktva sangam taktva. What is sangam taktva? Not attaching to the action. And phalam taktva, not craving for specific fruit of action. Phalam taktva karam sangam taktva. One who is doing in this way, he is called tyagi. Atyagi means, now you can make your own definition. Opposite of that, see. So in which category we are? You are saying, no? Atyagi. We are in the Atyagi category. So what will happen? Pretya. Pretya means when you depart from this body. When we leave this body. Bhavati Atyagi nam Pretya. So this ishtam, anishtam, misram form you are going to get even after you leave this body, or this body when drops, your karma fal continues. It will give you. You have to take another body. There you will get it. But Bhagavan says, na tu sannyasi nam kvachit. Na tu sannyasi. Sannyasi means? What is the definition of sannyasi? One who has renounced his ego. Renounces ego means he is no more jiva. Who is he now? He is Atman or he is Brahman. And Brahman is? Akarta. So has the Brahman become Akarta today? Or he was Akarta? In the past also he was Akarta. Is Brahman responsible for any fruit of action? Why? Because he is a karta, he is not the doer, he has not done. Who will enjoy and suffer? One who has done. As a jiva, so long I have got ego, I have to enjoy and suffer. Once I become Brahman, I become a karta. It's not that I have become a karta today. I was a karta earlier also. Therefore, Brahman has not done any action. Therefore, Brahman will not enjoy and suffer. Therefore, he says, natu sannyasi nam kvachit. But the sannyasi will not enjoy or suffer ishta, anishta and misra. Clear? Now let us go ahead. What is it?
Panche mani mahabaho, panche mani mahabaho, karana karanani nibodhame, karanani nibodhame, Sankhe kritante proktani. Sankhe kritante proktani. Siddhaye sarva karmanam. Siddhaye sarva karmanam. Adhishthanam tatha karta. Adhishthanam tatha karta. Karanam cha prithak vidam. Karanam cha prithak vidam. Vividhascha prithak cheshta. Vividhascha prithak cheshta. Daivam chaivatra panchakam. Daivam chaivatra panchakam. Panche mani mahabaho. Karanani pradivodhame. Sankhe kritante proktani. Siddhaye sarva karmanam. Adhishthanam tatha karta. Karanam cha prithak vidham. Vividhascha prithak cheshta. Daivam chaivatra panchamam.
Panche mani panche imani. In some places you will find panche tani. Panche tani is also correct. Panche imani or panche etani, panch, correct. Siddhaye sarva karmanam, for accomplishing any action, whether you are a businessman or a professional or a teacher, whatever action you want to do, you say, there are five factors. Nibodh me, O Arjun, learn it from me. Because earlier I have not said anything about this. Lord had said about the karma yoga and all that, but these five factors he has not mentioned earlier. This is the first time it is coming in Bhagavad Gita. Nibodh me, you learn well from me. Sankhe kritante is not that it, I am telling you. It is already in the Sankhe kritante, proktani, siddhaye sarva karmanam. For accomplishing any action, these are five factors. They all have to be there to accomplish any action. What is this Sankhe kritante? Sankhe has come from the dhatu khya. Kya means to speak, to expound truth. So Shastra which expounds it is called Sankhya Shastra. The Shastra which expounds the truth is called the Sankhya. It is not Kapil Muni's Sankhya, no. Not Kapil Dev's Sankhya. Sankhya, so here means Shankaracharya says Vedanta. Sankhya means Gyatavya Padartha Sankhyante Yasmin Shastre Tat Sankhya Vedanta. Vedanta means Upanishad. So Upanishad expounds truth. What is this truth? And the means to reach that truth also is given in Upanishad. What is this Kritanta? Kritante. Kritante is adjective of Sankhya. Sankhya word. Adjective is kritanta. If you break this word, kritanta means krita ant. Krita plus ant is becomes kritanta. Krita means already done. Krit. Anta. Anta means end. Krita. So that shastra studying which all karma done will end. No. Whatever I have done, pap karma will end. Whatever I have done, punya karma, that will end. Nay, I don't want that. Let my pap karma end. Punya rehna chahiye mera. You know, when the Mahatmas, they go to your house for bhiksha, they may say, okay, tumhara jitna hai, give me your punya karma and pap karma. So Grihasthi will say, Babaji, You take my pap karma, don't ask for punya karma. I have given you bhiksha and after that you are asking for my punya karma also. I will give you only pap karma, not punya karma. But truly speaking, it is said, sarva karma akhilam partha jnane parisamapyate. When the knowledge happens, all your karma will end. All karma will end. Just now we have seen, once you become Brahman, you become Akarta. When will you become a Brahman? On realization, on knowing the truth. Who will tell you the truth? Vedanta will tell me the truth. Once you become Brahman, what will happen? No more fruit of action, khatam, sab khatam. Therefore it is said, sarva karma akhilam partha jnane parisamapyate khatam. So what are those five factors? So it is said, adhisthanam. Adhisthanam means the body. Here adhisthanam does not mean the substratum of the world, which is Brahman. Adhisthanam means the body. What is this body? It is the seat for the manifestation of desire, hatredness, then happiness, sorrow, knowledge. Shankaracharya said, Ichha, Dvesh, Sukh, Dukh, Jnanadi, Naam, Abhivyakte, Asre, Adhisthanam, Sariram. This is Sarir. So next is, this body, in our IT language, information technology, you can compare to you, most of the people who are IT here, is hardware. Body is the hardware. There is a software also inside. Who is that software? Karta. Karta, the agent, the bhokta, enjoyer. He is inside. Suppose body is there, karta is not there. Body will do nothing. Hardware is there, no software. Useless computer. So karta is the software here. Then you need karanam, some instrument also you need for doing an action. What are those instruments? Dvadas. There are 12 instruments. 5 organs of perception, 5 organs of action, man and buddhi. These are karanam. Then vividas prathak cheshta. Vividas, many. Prithak, distinct. Cheshta, activities you have to do. Suppose you have got a body and the doership is there, karta is there, but no action. So you have to do many actions also. So how can you do the actions? Shankaracharya ji say, prithak cheshta means vayaviya prana apana adya. For doing any cheshta, you need energy. What gives you energy? Pranas give you energy. Pranamaya kosa. It gives energy to both to the gross body and the subtle body. Shankaracharya says prana apana adi. He is not giving the list of all fives. What are all those fives? Prana apana? Jnana, Udana and Samana, Adi. So they are the energy, or they give you the energy, so that is also required. And the Daivam, Devata also. Ito pata hi nahi tha. We never considered that Devata is needed. Yes, Devata is needed, very important factor, but people ignore Devata. What Devata will do? They ignore. But they say there is some luck is there, destiny is there, prarabdha is there. According to my prarabdha, I get. Communists don't believe in Devata. They say this is prarabdha only. According to my prarabdha, I get. So when you might have seen in India, the people when they start their new books on New Year Day, on Baisakhi Day, or on Deepavali Day, they go all to the temple. And then they worship the books of account and do some puja of the books. Devata puja. See, it is there.
You see, a jiva can do tuk 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 tuk. It is in Hindi one thing is said there, na, saw sonar ki ek lohar ki. Lohar means he has got a big hammer. But the sonar, the goldsmith, he has got a very small hammer. Tuk, 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 and he will carve out in the ornament. But ek lohar ki, devata is like a lohar. We are putting in effort for a long time. The what? Khatam. Then also it is said, वही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है. This is ना, वही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है. I may want to do this thing, that thing, but whether it is मंजूरे खुदा or not, let me tell you one thing. Without the permission of the Lord, nothing will happen. If your desires are fulfilled, that means you desired and Lord also agreed. Then it happens. Suppose you desire and the Lord is not agreeing, will it happen? It will not happen. Therefore, Tulsi Baba writes in Ramayana, Hoi soi jo Ram rachi rakha. Hoi soi jo Ram rachi rakha. It will happen only. Whatever Lord has already decided. So Devata factor is also there. No, I don't believe in this Devata and all that. Okay, I will give you a practical example of day to day. It happens today also. Suppose you are devotee of Chinmay Mission, Chicago, Yamunotri. Now you are keenly interested in Vedanta. You want to learn what is Adhyatma Jnana. I want that truth. Dharj has come. But I am staying, say, about 30 minutes away. It is a little bit difficult. Sometimes you start 6 o'clock in the morning meditation. That means I have to get up at this time and this time, 20+30 minutes add karo, then I will reach here. I have got money. I am going to buy a piece of land, that agricultural land across this road is on sale. Or the next year, or right on the corner, 2 acres on sale. But I could not inspire any one of you to buy that land. See? So you want to be very close. You have what money, you have what land now. Can you build a house? No. You can't. Why? You have to go to the county. You have to take their permission. Devata. In India, that Devata takes some money. You have to do some puja, then that Devata will give you sanction. Then you have got many other Devata. Fire department is there. Then you want water also. And nowadays you have got this internet Devata also. Comcast. There also you have to pay money, na? All these Devatas, after taking the sanctions of all these Devatas, then you build the house. Sanagya. Now one day you decided, I want to do the housewarming party. You invited all the devotees of Chinmay Mission. And the county people came to know, you are going to do housewarming. Balaruko, stop! You can't enter. Why? Have you taken the occupation certificate? In India you have to take the occupation certificate. I don't know. Here also I am sure they will, they will come and inspect everything, whether it is inhabitable or not. Whether you can habitate this or not, another Devata. Then only you can enter and do your Griha Pravesh Puja, housewarming party, you can do it. But sometimes your Prarabdha can obstruct it. Prarabdha means your old Sanchit Karma, fructified. So sometimes the obstacles comes. Those who are associated with the constructions of Chinmay Mission Yamunotri, they know there was a prarabdha,
there was the obstructions from the neighbors. नहीं बनाने देंगे प्रारब्ध then प्रारब्ध finish and construction was made. Now you will see these five factors are required. And those of you who have learned the five panchakosha, you can correlate with this. Shariram adhishthan is annamaya kosha. Cheshta is pranamaya kosha. Because the Shankaracharya already said, prana, pana, vayavaha, adi. Karan is manomaya kosha. What is this manomaya kosha? Mind plus? No. Plus. Five?
Manomaya.
Organs of perception. And where is karmendriya? Organs of action? In? In which kosha? We have all studied in Tattva Bodhana.
Activity,
prana, rajogun. Rajogun is in pranamaya. So all karmendriya are in pranamaya. Yeah. In manomaya is the jnanendriya, organs of perception. Where is karta? Karta is vijnanamaya kosha.
Doership
is always in intellect. Vijnanamaya kosha. And where is bhokta? Bhokta is in anandamaya kosha. So, there are panchakos, these are the panchakos and devatas. And we have also seen for each indriya there is a devata. In Tattva Bodh we have studied, na? For this eye, Surya is devata. So different organs of action and perception, they all are controlled by different devatas. Even man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar also have got different devatas. So when I am talking, you are listening, all these five factors in you and me are active, they are working. We'll see one more sloka.
Shariravang mano bhiryata, shariravang mano bhiryata, karma prarabhate naraha, karma prarabhate naraha, nyayam va viparitam va, nyayam va viparitam va, panchaite tasya hetavah, panchaite tasya hetavah, shariravang mano bhiryata, karma prarabhate naraha, nyayam va viparitam va, panchaite tasya hetavah.
Panchaite tasya hetavah, these are the causes for all action. What are those? All the actions done by sarir, vang, mana. So actions can be done in three ways only. Kaya, vacha, mansa. Kaya means body. Vacha means speech. And mansa means in mind. So you can do actions by bodily. Then the body becomes the main thing. Vacha by speech, which is more subtle. It is karmendriya and by mind also. So all the karma done by kaya, vacha, mansa will give you fruit of action which can be ishta, anishta, misra. So to understand the sharirik karma is very easy. If you are helping somebody, it is punya karma. If you are pushing somebody, bad action. Similarly, more subtle is vak. Vak means, again here, if you are calling names to somebody, bad karma. Praising somebody, good karma. Chanting Hanuman Chalisa, good karma. But the most subtle is mind. If you have got negative tendencies, if you are thinking ill about another person, you are not expressing, you are not speaking, you are not doing physically. Only you are thinking. That also is action. So one should be very, very careful. Because the impressions will be put in the mind. So we divide karma in different ways, like good karma and bad karma, another way of classification. Then there is another way. We have divided nitya karma, namitya karma, upasana, prayaschittam, kamya karma and nisiddha karma. We have divided it in this way also. People say, I am tired. But a person will say, are, aap to sara din ek paon bhi nahi chale. You didn't walk even a 1 inch. How come you have become tired? That means he was doing something mentally. So a laborer will do the physical work, saririk. And a thinker, he will do mansik karma. Or an officer in the company, manasik karma. That is more paying, you know, mansik karma. Those who do the mansik karma, they get better pay than the physical worker. Mansik karma. Vachik, what is vachik karma? Vachik. Speech. Ask any Swamiji, give him just one mic. And at least one audience should be there. Then the orator. Orator, he will speak only. बोलते ही जाएंगे जब तक वो बैठा है. गुड. न्यायम वा विपरीतम वा. न्यायम राइटियस. शंकराचार्य जी न्यायम से धर्म शास्त्रियम, एनी एक्शन डन एज पर द शास्त्र, धर्म, धार्मिक कर्म. एंड विपरीतम, विपरीतम से अशास्त्रियम अधर्म्यम. अशास्त्रीय अधर्म्यम. Many people, even after learning Shastra, do dharma, asastriya karma. Even after learning what the Shastra is saying, they do the asastriya karma. And many, not knowing, ignorant, they also do the asastriya karma, not knowing also. But really speaking, they don't know who is the real doer. If you come to know who is the real doer, then you become jnani. And who is the real doer? Only two people are there in this world. Two entities are there. One is Atma, another is? And we have already seen that Anatma is Akarta. Atma is Akarta. Oh, you all are present. Atma is a karta. So by the law of remainder, who is karta? You have got the answer. And Lord has said this thing many times in Bhagavad Gita, who is karta? Om Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Rupayo Nama. Hari Om.
I want to present some seva opportunities and also make an appeal to all of you. As you know,